Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie. Okay, you guys, I for real need to update y'all on the Lori Daybell court hearing. So, as we all know, Dateline on Friday the 1st put out another 2-hour special of Where Are the Children things. Nothing new came out, absolutely nothing. I gained nothing new. Except for her niece is kind of fucking bonkers. Anywho, but before the Dateline special happened, she had her court hearing. 2.5 hours, y'all. I watched every bit of it. Like a crack fiend. I ain't even gonna lie. And that shit, y'all, heated. Heated from go. I'm not even playing. They walk into the courtroom, tensions high as fuck, immediately. And it's crazy because there's only like fucking 10 people in this room, y'all. And it is just, I could feel it at home. I was like, ooh, people are mad. So, you got her new lawyer, okay? Mr. Means. When it first started, I was like, ooh, she got herself a good lawyer. Because now Chad, keep in mind, Chad has now switched to Mr. Means as well. And he's out of Ada County. That's like the Boise Meridian area. Anywho, so that's a 4-hour travel time from Idaho Falls, where I live. They live in Rexburg. That's like 30 minutes back the other way. Anywho, so. Same lawyer. And at first, like I said, I was like, okay, oh snap, she's gonna get that bond lowered. And I'm sitting there looking at this judge, and they took the judge from Idaho Falls up to the Rexburg to do this. And so I'm looking at the judge, and she's local for me, obviously, and I'm like, damn, I know this bitch. I know that face. And I'm stumped. I'm thinking. And I post a picture, right? Because finally, like, the court's over and I can post, like, memes and shit and whatnot have you. And I post a picture of the judge. My little brother commented on it and he's like, oh, she's looked at me like that. Because it was like she gave both of them this, like, look like, why the fuck we here kind of thing. Anywho, so she was my brother's judge. That's how I knew her, but that's not important. Anywho. Anyways, so Mr. Wood, he's Rexburg's man, okay? And he's savage, okay? I have a feeling that on July, what is it? I have it written down right here. July 9th, that's when preliminary hearing starts. We're gonna see some awesome shit go down. So our bond is still $1 million. No go. After 2.5 hours, dude, and Mr. Means, you guys, he fought the fight. I'm not even kidding you. He stomped his foot like a 2-year-old. He demanded that things were not fair and that it wasn't fair and that she should be released to be able to help him. Which is like, why the hell she needed to be released to help you? What is she paying you for? But anyway. And so, like, for 2 hours, you watched. Well, you found out, for one, that Idaho's shady, which none of us, I don't think, have ever denied that. Because we'd be shady in the courts. Anywho. So, what happened is the Rexburg, since Corona, it's different now for like the way that they have to interact with each other. And I guess the recorder in that room was not turned off. And Mr. Means says that he has a gut feeling that there's more conversations recorded than the one that we've already admitted to and been like, hey, it was recorded, but we deleted that shit. Don't you worry about it. It's gone. So he thinks that we're hiding more than what we've already said is out there. Which, really, at the end of the day, who knows? But this lawyer, Judge Mallard, She literally looked at him and was like, I'm sorry, I cannot go off of your gut, sir. Do you have proof? You don't. Sit down. Shut up. She didn't say that. She didn't. I mean, she obviously didn't say that. But, like, that's my take on this shit. And like I said, there was a good, we're throwing fits. We're good. So it was a good showdown. It was good. Dude, she sat there, little Lori Daybo. She sat there and clapped her heels. And it didn't work. She didn't go home. It didn't work. It's a myth. And I want to see behind the masks, because at the beginning, before, it's like an hour and a half into it, before they take a fucking break. Anywho, they're wearing the masks, right? And you can tell that when Mr. Means brings up the fact that he had put in some paperwork or whatever, and that Rexburg had the chance to respond to him within 38 days. They had 38 days to respond to this. They chose to wait until midnight the night before court and submit 18 pages single spaced to the courts, in like his words back to the lawyer or whatever. I don't know. We're not going to get into legal jumbo. Anywho. And so Mr. Means is like, this is not fair. Like, I cannot read it. I haven't read it. I haven't had time. I can't read that fast. He didn't say that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, there, he's like, this shit ain't fair. And the camera goes to Mr. Woods. Bam. And you can see without seeing that he fucking smiles. And he's like, ha, bitch. Like, that's what I felt he said in his head. So I'm going to say that's what he said. And he was just like, hey, check it out, Judge. Mr. Woods did. He's like, there is no law to say how I can and cannot respond to this motherfucker. So I did it the way that I wanted to. Yeah, it's single-spaced. What you want me to do about it? I don't program Windows, you know? Like, he doesn't do the Word program. And so he was like, yeah, get fucked, Mr. Means. And so Mr. Means was like, I'm going to get fucked. And he did. The bond did not get lowered. She's burnt. So the only thing that we learned in the Dateline, that I learned anyway, that was worth a shit, is that she did tell people that the children were zombies. And I guess you can get possessed and by zombies, and that's when you get taken out. And I guess that's what happened to all the other husbands and stuff. And his wife, I guess they all turned into zombies. So that's why. But Nate Eaton, now I have a crush on him, I won't lie. He's amazing. A reporter crush, not like a crush. But anywho. Sorry, I forgot what I was even saying. I'm watching his beautiful face on the TV right now. Anyway. Oh, yeah, y'all forgot what I was saying. Ha! Anyway, we'll skip. Anywho, so, like I said, July 9th is the next court date. And that is 13 days before she says the world is going to end. And that would be July 22nd. That's a Wednesday. So, God bless that. Oh, yeah, the children are zombies. That's what I was saying. And everybody else was a zombie. So, Nate Eaton, that's where I got lost at. See, I'm back. It was just, his face distracted me because he popped up on the TV. Anywho, he fucking is amazing. This story, his coverings, everything he's done has absolutely been amazing all through this whole thing. So he's following it too still, okay? He's still doing his Nate Eaton job, and he was on the Dateline. And he tweeted, that's what I was going to go to, his tweet. He tweeted that after the 2.5 hour court hearing or whatever, that when Lori Daybell left the courtroom, she was heard under her breath saying that was a waste of money. And you could tell, towards the end of it, she looked defeated. She had that look on her face like, shit, this is not going to go the way that I wanted it to go. And I don't think Mr. Means is going to get fired, like I said, because Nate Eaton said, well, released, he didn't say it, he released that the attorney general, the Idaho one, said that he was going to go, that there's a, they're looking at good old Chad Day bail for, and Lori, for conspiracy and murder and something else. So that's why Mr. Means is the lawyer for Chad, because at any point in time, shit can pop off for Chad and he'll find himself in jail. But I think when Chad goes to jail, I don't think he'll be as hardcore as Lori. I think when Chad gets arrested, that he's going to sing like a canary and we'll find out where the children are. And I'm still, even though that they said the children were zombies, okay, and the niece living next door, I think she was a niece. Anyway, we'll say she's a niece. She said she never once saw the children when she moved. And that was like a couple of months. For one, who the fuck believes that these children are always gone? Like, you never see them, you never hear them, and that's just, you're just like, oh, well, Lori said that they're with friends. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing's fishy. She sure, for sure. I think she poisoned her brother. I can say that with confidence, almost. Something happened to that dude. It was sad. But I think he was poisoned. And she definitely had her brother killed. She definitely killed the other husband, too. The one that was, like, divorced, like, they were already divorced when he passed, that might be legit. This bitch be a murderer, that's all I'm saying. So, I mean, the kids could be dead. I don't think the kids are dead. I think when you think that God's coming for you, zombie or not, they're still children. I mean, I get, fuck, I don't know. I don't know much about the Bible. I don't know. Maybe. I just like to think that the children are a bunker and that we'll unbunker them one day. So that's all we've learned is nothing. She's still in jail. She'll remain in jail. The court date might get moved up too. I'm not 100% it's going to be July 9th because they were like complaining. Mr. Means was complaining about that, saying that it was like Mr. Woods's fault, and the judge shut that down quick. She's like, no, it's your fault. We're fucking doing it in July, dude. I'm fucking free whenever. And Mr. Woods is like, yeah, dog, whenever. And so it might change. Who knows? We'll find out. But yeah, that's the update for Lori Daybell. She's still crazy. The world's gonna end. And I don't know if God will find her in jail. But that's where she'll be when he comes on the 22nd of July. She might even be sentenced by then. Who knows? Hopefully he knows where to go to find his lead, one of his greatest leaders, I guess. So, yep, Lori, sleep tight, and we'll let you guys know what else happens, if anything else happens. I say we still. If anything else happens between now and July, I'll let you guys know, but I really think that she is just going to sit in jail, and if, unless the children's remains or their persons are found, I really don't see her coming up in the news until then, unless, of course, something happens with Chad or she gets a murder charge, which I, from Arizona, which I'm almost 100% sure she's gonna. But yeah, if anything else happens before July, I will definitely let all of you guys know. But as it sits, bitch is still crazy. And the judge, I'm really sure that everybody's regretting having the other judge removed, because that guy seemed like he would put up with some type of shenanigans. Tell you right now, though, Judge Mallard, she ain't fucking playing around. She ain't doing nobody no favors. She ain't holding nobody's fucking hand. She straight told Mr. Means, she's like, bro, talk to the local lawyers and see how they work with their clients. Get some advice on how we do it here. Because she ain't getting out to go help you do nothing. Because he wanted this bitch not only released, but he wanted her to be able to go that 4 hours away to go help him plan for the case. Do it your damn self, Mr. Means, and do not let me down. I expect to see a very good show down on July 9th. I expect it. It's like pay-per-view. We should see what happens. Let us go on. Like I said, I now officially love Nate Eaton. So, he's amazing. No one cares what I think, though, but he's amazing. Just saying. Amazing. Good work, buddy. But yeah, so that's the Lori Daybell update. Hopefully you guys are doing good. So follow me, like me, share, all that fun stuff. I'm trying to think of like a fun like giveaway or something. I'm not sure yet. If anybody has any ideas, I'm down. And then we're gonna do some fan requests and a couple show reviews, because there's a couple new ones that I want to do. And yeah, so on Facebook, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. That's the same as YouTube as well. And we are, I believe, 80 subscribers on there. When I get to 100, I get my own www. So y'all should help me get to 100 on YouTube. So it's the same. It is what it is, a true crime podcast. On Instagram, it is what it is, pod19, all together now, no spaces. And on Twitter, it is what it is, 208, because that's where I reside. So yeah, I love every one of you. Have a great week, and see y'all.